Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine, and that our allies and partners are ready to impose severe cost and significant harm on Russia and the Russian economy.
Beautifully done. All I would ask for, Dan, the next time is we hear the Soviet national anthem, you know, with Putin singing air as he gets his hockey stick out. All right, Dom Giordano Show, always trying to bring you people we can add when issues come up over the course of the year. Dr. Rebecca Grant is one. She's a national security analyst in Washington, D.C., specializes in aerospace strategy. Follow her on Twitter at Rebecca Grant, D.C. And she wrote this piece at Fox News Channel. Putin is picking a fight he can't win with Ukraine. But that was dated a few days ago, 6 days ago or so. And yesterday, President Small Incursion spoke. Let's go to Dr. Grant on Talk Radio 1210. Rebecca Grant, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, this was incredibly hopeful when I read it a few days ago and talked to Dan about it, of what you see, and it's very detailed, of what Putin has against him here. But where were you yesterday in real time when the president said what he said? And did you feel like, wait a minute, this guy doesn't get my article here? He's got to go back and read it. What were you thinking?
Yesterday, when Biden made those remarks, I was thinking, oh, no, this is terrible. See, President Biden is supposed to be helping us deter Russia from moving on Ukraine, not like opening up an avenue for a green light and letting out some kind of sensitive intelligence there as well. But this morning,
Rebecca? What was the intelligence in a broad sense that he went out?
Yeah, so, you know, when the commander-in-chief says, yeah, I think Putin might invade, you know that's because that's the latest intelligence we saw. Now,
okay.
It can change. It can change in a day, right? But that's kind of like maybe the consensus view of the intelligence community. They're briefing it to Biden, and it's the last thing he saw. He goes, yeah, I think he might invade. How stupid is that?
Exactly. Now, one of the things you put down that I think is beneficial if Putin did something and why he may not is that Sweden, Finland, that share an 800-mile border with Russia, will join NATO overnight. I don't know about Ukraine and these others. I think that's a fair point of this being ratcheted up. Are you in the camp that sees Putin? You're the expert. I'm just a guy that has seen the Putins of the world over the years. I don't see him as just calculated. I see him driven by that nationalistic fervor to a degree where he wouldn't play chess. He just goes all in, it seems to me. How do you read him?
You're right. Putin is driven, and he wants to expand great Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. He's really making a big mistake with Ukraine, and the NATO solidarity is real. That's not me talking. That's Jens Stoltenberg, who's the head of NATO. Everybody really likes him. Former prime minister of Norway. And he said he'd let Finland and Sweden in right away. So, you know, Putin has got himself out on a limb where all of this could really backfire on him. But we have to, as Americans and allies, we got to hold together, and that's what Biden wasn't doing. Secretary Blinken talked in Berlin this morning, and he did a little bit better job of cleaning up some of those remarks from last night.
Well, by that, I mean, though, he's done this before, right? And he thinks he's sending a signal back home. It helps him. And he also gets a little bit of something here. So you're in the camp that thinks he might do that or no?
I'm in the camp that thinks, Putin hasn't made up his mind.
Okay.
But we know he wants to do it. Now, here's what's really crucial. You know, Blinken talked this morning about, well, if he invades, it'll be a long, violent fight. Of course, we still have to deter it. And that means stacking up enough diplomatic resolve and enough military forces to make somebody tell Putin, you know, I don't think this is such a good idea going into Ukraine. Ukrainian forces are a lot stronger than they were back in 2014 when he took Crimea. And NATO has done everything they can recently to really reach out to Ukraine. The British are sending them anti-tank missiles. And NATO has let Ukraine into their very special cyber early warning system. And we've got U.S. military forces watching that whole region. We actually have a few U.S. military forces in Ukraine.
Well, let's talk about that, though. I don't think, Dr. Grant, though, the American people have a taste for American military being involved there on any kind of significant level. Do you?
No, I obviously nobody wants us to come to war, but what we do want is really strong deterrence. So the reason we have forces there is that they are helping to train Ukraine's forces. And that says to Putin, hey, there really is a commitment to the territorial sovereignty and integrity of Ukraine, meaning don't come across that line. And that's what we have to do right now so that hopefully Putin will back down. He'll say, yeah, you know, I never planned on it anyway. And he'll go off to the Olympics as the guest of Xi Jinping and maybe come back and take out some forces. That would be the ideal endgame. But we need to be really strong. These are really crucial days. We've got to be strong everywhere, military, diplomacy, everything.
Now, you've said a lot here about NATO, their resolve. We know about the economic sanctions, et cetera. But as far as military, do I overvalue the Russians? Maybe I'm thinking of the Russian army in World War II or something. I don't see the Ukrainians being able to hold up effectively against that.
Well, you can't take Russia lightly, especially with 100,000 forces.
Yes.
But what Ukraine does have is they are tapped into NATO's early warning. So that means we have aircraft, spy satellites, and everything really watching to see what are those Russian forces doing. Are they going off on leave and, you know, having parties in the mess hall, or are they really in those tanks getting ready to go? So we can help give Ukraine some very crucial early warning. And again, it's just about making Putin and his generals realize that the cost is way too high.
All right. Well, Dr. Grant, thank you. Thanks, Everett. Let's hope Putin goes off to the Olympics and in an exhibition scores 18 goals, which he's reputed to have done before, and then he'll forget about this for a while.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We'll talk again, Doctor. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.